Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu and I am inviting you at Radio Noro today to find out more about rare diseases at the Planet of Rare Diseases. The Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases is organizing every year an Europlan conference or workshop in the context of the Europlan project or just to continue to bring together all the stakeholders in the field and monitor the implementation of the main measures of the National Plan for Rare Diseases in Romania. This year, the Europlan project will be organized in Zalău on the 18th of October. All the stakeholders involved in rare diseases management will be invited. Patients, patients' organizations, family members, politicians, national and local authorities, professionals working in the field of rare diseases, and industry representatives. But let me introduce you to a bit of the history of the Europlan project. The first Europlan project for rare diseases national plans development was a three-year project of the Programme of Community Action in the field of public health, which began in April 2008. The main goal was to provide national health authorities with the supporting tools for the development and implementation of national plans and strategies for rare diseases, following the European Council recommendation on an action in the field of rare diseases. These supporting tools have been composed of the three documents focused on defined priority areas. The first one is the recommendations document on recommendations for the definition and implementation of national plans and strategies for rare diseases. The second one is the report on current practices and relevant cases in the field of rare diseases. And the third one is the document on the recommended set of indicators for monitoring and evaluating the implementation of national initiatives. The National Center for Rare Diseases is the leading partner that organized the contributors from 34 countries and EURORDIS, ensuring a broad representation of different EU contexts and experiences and patients' point of view. In addition, the project ensures an exclusive and wide engagement of stakeholders, ministries, regional and local authorities, healthcare planners, programming managers, health and care professionals, researchers and patients. The second Europlan from 2012 to 2015 was built to provide technical support for developing and implementing national plans and strategies on rare diseases in EU member states, EFTA, EEA and non-EU countries. Integrated, comprehensive, long-term strategies will be proposed in the framework of principles and guidelines on the key policy documents. The objectives of the second part of the Europlan project were to provide support for the establishment of national plans and strategies for rare diseases at member state level, to establish an interactive rare disease policymakers public health network. The network will provide technical assistance and capacity building skills to policymakers in charge of developing a national plan. Participants have been supported methodically and technically. A website will be implemented for sharing and disseminating experiences and documents, and activities will be organized to share and exploit experiences, strengthen interactions, provide new skills in developing public health strategies and plans. To produce a complete, coherent and feasible operational proposal for NPNS through public health networking and sharing experiences, every participant contributed to produce an operational proposal for national plans or strategies according to specific country futures, selecting Europlan indicators for future data collection and identifying strengths and critical aspects in developing public health strategies and plans. The third objective is to support EURORDIS national conferences. EURORDIS identifies and organizes national conferences to support the process of elaboration of national plan and assesses the transferability of EU policy documents in countries that did not organize a Europlan NC and countries that did, but it needs to sustain the process. The main result of the project was that most of the EU countries had adopted a national plan for rare diseases or a national strategy. And now what? We will find out more about this topic from Dorica Dan, the president of the Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases, EURORDIS Europlan advisor and member of the European Commission Committee of Expert Group in the field of rare diseases. So welcome to Radio Noro, and please tell to our listeners, why is it important to continue organizing Europlan conferences on workshops?
It is very important to continue to organize Europlan conferences and workshops, as this remain a powerful tool to achieve concrete objectives in all the member states, but especially in Eastern European countries, where the organization of these events in a European framework is considered more important than doing this at a national level event. Then the conferences are patient-led and patient-centered. The main organizers are the national alliances or patient organizations, and they are in the best position to ensure that the patient's needs are addressed, that they attract all the stakeholders relevant in the field of rare disease, including national authorities, to gather all different views on different topics. They voice the patient's perspective and made it heard. And EuroPlan and probably Rare Disease Day campaigns are probably the main reasons that lead it to progresses in the field all over the world, not only in Europe.
What is happening now with the EuroPlan project?
The EuroPlan conferences have had a significant impact on helping European countries to shape their national policies on rare diseases in an integrated manner. The first step, which has taken several years ago already, was to foster the design and adoption of national plans or strategies for rare disease in the European member states. The second step is now to foster the effective implementation of national plans or strategy for rare diseases in line with the objective of rare disease action. Each country will focus on its main priorities. The countries which do not have a plan or strategy will, of course, still be using EuroPlan workshops as a means to encourage their government to adopt a plan or a strategy. National alliances and patient organizations are the main stakeholders who can maintain a high degree of pressure on national authorities and on other stakeholders to ensure that people living with rare disease receive the care they deserve. Integrating both at European and national approach to rare disease to present European rare disease policies to assess their transfers into the national health systems in view to make the best use of these policies. Then to bring together national existing initiatives and policies. Being part of an European joint action on rare diseases that provides the legitimacy and the framework for the organization for EuroPlan national conferences will support these actions. Then helping the national authorities to adhere to the obligations stemming from the Council recommendation. EU member states are bound to be involved in supporting the development of rare disease national policies as well as the integration of European policies on rare disease. National workshops help to steer the decision-making process on the rare disease national policies. A joint action the context in which the EuroPlan conferences are now organized is a group of coherent activities on a specific topic which is jointly funded by the European Commission and those EU member states who decide to participate in it. Therefore, the EuroPlan conference now is organized under the joint action RD Action.
How will the EuroPlan workshop be organized this year?
This year, the EuroPlan workshop will be organized in Zalo at Noro Center on 18th of November and will bring together all those that are interested in the diagnostic and management of the rare disease in Romania. Will participate patients, patient families, national authorities, local authorities, professionals working in the field of rare diseases. And patient organizations, of course. It will be a one-day conference, and the main topics will be, of course, European reference networks, centers of expertise, access to orphan medicinal products, and social services. Thank you. We are inviting you all to attend the EuroPlan conference on 18th of November.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu and I invite you again next week for the Planet of Rare Diseases.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.